I'm also a huge fan of Tiger Balm. I'm sure you probably know what Tiger Balm is now. It's fairly common in America. You can find it anywhere, but back when I was a kid, I used to run with some interesting people. A nice immigrant family moved into our neighborhood, and I used to hang out with their kids, and I was introduced by them to Tiger Balm. This was many, many years ago. Open up the jar. Oh, I love the smell. I got some joint issues today, so we're just gonna apply some Tiger Balm liberally. It says white Tiger Balm. Yes, there are different flavors. I love the smell. Love everything about Tiger Balm. I love the embossed gold lid with the Tiger Balm with the tiger on it, and I like the jar, the hexagonal jar with the tiger on the bottom. And some years I met a guy who was actually from somewhere in Malaysia. I don't remember now, but he's like, Tiger Balm Gardens. I used to go to Tiger Balm Gardens all the time. And I said, there's a Tiger Balm Gardens? He's like, yeah. And I hate to admit it, but I still haven't made the pilgrimage. It used to be that Tiger Balm was pretty much a secret. I don't want to say secret, but I mean, the only way people ever knew about it was being involved in martial arts. I was vaguely... But, I do love this stuff so much. I like to sword fight. Does anybody else like to sword fight? And when I say sword fight, I don't mean like fencing. I don't like ritual fighting. And fencing, you know, Western or European fencing is just ritualized sword fighting. And I don't really like kendo because same thing, it's still ritualized. I'm more of a kenjutsu guy. And that's why I carry a wooden sword with me wherever I go. Because sometimes you just gotta kick somebody's ass. Not all the time, but it happens. Somebody starts thinking they're tough and cute, and you know, things happen. And that's how white kids end up in triads. And I just had the oddest idea. I wonder if I could take some of this Tiger Balm and spread it on like the air filter of my furnace so I can make my whole house smell like Tiger Balm. That might help, because my house smells terrible right now. It smells like burnt coffee and burnt sugar or burnt plastic. It's just horrid. I don't even want to tell the story, but suffice it to say there was an accident with the microwave and I wasn't involved. All I know is I thought I smelled coffee being made, and I walked upstairs and the whole goddamn house is full of smoke. It wasn't my cat either. So now I've got my house smelling like burnt something, burnt rubber combined with molasses, sort of. It's kind of gross, and I'd prefer it smelled like something else. And I don't like perfume, and I don't like much of anything. And I don't have any good incense. I don't even have any bad incense right now. Sometimes I have good incense, but the store that has it near me is out, and I got to drive across town to get the good Japanese Ko. Tiger Balm. I'm going to go try this. I'm going to go put some in my furnace and see if I can make my house smell like Tiger Balm. And through the magic of radio, I'm back. Hey, you know that cover on your furnace that says, do not take this cover off when the machine is in operation or whatever? I took that cover off. Yes, I did. And then I slid a piece of paper that had Tiger Balm on it up against the air filter. So now we're going to see if my whole house will start to smell like Tiger Balm here next time the air conditioner kicks in. Because... ooh, I'm pretty excited. I'm a risk taker. I take things apart when they're operating. Yes, with my long, beautiful, flowing hair. Oh, just think of the risk I'm taking. I'm mad, bad, and dangerous to know. I might be infecting you with madness right now. During this show, listening on a non-radio. You don't know how it works. I could be hacksawing your brains or right now. And in fact, I am. I have the secret codes to take over your brain. Don't believe me? Fine. Here's one right now. Hello and welcome to another very exciting meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I am your host and chairman of the committee. And what do we have on our agenda today? First thing we have today is the Marmot Report. I did go out and look for marmots today, as I promised that I would, and strangely enough, I saw one. And technically, this marmot needs to be ranked as an unexpected marmot. An unexpected marmot is a marmot you do not expect to find. And that's different than a marmot you do expect to find. For example, if I go somewhere because I know there's going to be marmots there, then yes, when I find one, that is an expected marmot. An example of an unexpected marmot would be, oh, I'm driving down the street and I just happen to look over into somebody's yard and there's a marmot there. Well, today I actually went out to find marmots, but the marmot wasn't where I expected it to be, and it was worse. Even though it's at a place, it's at the wetlands, that's where I went. Even though he was there where marmots normally are, he was in an unusual place, somewhere where I've never seen a marmot. He was by the back gate, and then he ran under the shed as I walked by, and I was right next to him. I didn't even see him until he started running. So, that's rockin' good news. He was pretty chubby, getting ready for winter. And then, about 100 yards later, I saw a muskrat. So it was a very good muskrat and marmotty day. How many marmots did you see today? How many muskrats did you see today? Let me know. And while I'm waiting for your answers, you listen to this.
Danger bird, yeah. Danger bird. What are you doing from the left, dear? One serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
Elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Hello and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever applies to you. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am outside walking around. The sun just came out. It was not out. It's early in the morning, my local morning. What is that? And I'm at the power substation, the Arboretum, as usual, looking for Mott's other dudes and mushrooms. It's been raining. I'm expecting to see some Mott's up there on that hill, and I do not see any. Oh, I could have sworn there would have been some there this morning. So now the sun's out, it's beating down on me, but it's only about 70 degrees. If I can get into the trees here, I'll be safe. I'm walking on a trail that's lined by logs. It's, you know, just your typical wood chip trail. And it's got these logs, and they're big, and they're old, and they're pine trees. But anyway, they got these flushes of coprinus mushrooms on them. Pretty good, too. And these coprinus mushrooms, you've seen my pictures of them. They're just these tiny little yellow jobs. My God, the sun is just... How did this happen? When I left my house, it was still very heavily overcast, and I'm still not in the shade yet. Oh, good Lord. I'm looking for dudes, and I don't see any. Oh my God, there's a whole load of bird's nest mushrooms. I'm gonna get off the trail here and walk over to this tree. Oh my God, there's so many. I gotta take a picture of this just because there's so many of these little things. Alright, hopefully that turned out to be a pretty good picture. It looked good on the little screen. If you hear traffic noise, it's because this little pseudo park, it's not a park, is right up against the interstate. The interstate loop bypass. Ooh, here's another lovely flush of coprinus. Nice little yellow mushrooms sticking out the side of a log. They're so lovely. Alright, finally I'm in the shade. I can take off my sunglasses. And I'm walking over the first bridge. You can hear my footsteps. I probably shouldn't do that, otherwise I'm gonna spook dudes. Oh, there goes a little birdie. It's days like this when there's nobody here. Did I mention that there's nobody here? It's kind of rare that this happens, but if you get here early enough and it's been raining or otherwise weird weather, there won't be anybody else here, which is always awesome because that's when you see dudes, especially deer. And yes, I am in the middle of town, and yes, I'm in a busy spot where there's lots of traffic, but you would not believe the number of deer I see here. I see more deer here than anything else. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. This place is one of my grocery stores. I gotta go over to this chestnut tree and see if it's dropping any more chestnuts for me. And I should pick up some chives while I'm here. Oh, and sumac. There's some sumac droops I gotta get. So I can have me some sumac for this winter. That's funny. I'm down in this little place where a couple paths converge, and there's usually some mushrooms popping here. Oh, here's some auricularia, but this isn't what I'm looking for. Walking around in the forest. Alright, we're coming around a corner. This is where we normally see deer, and I don't see any. Very often there's just deer standing right here. But not today. Sometimes they're up there. I don't see any. Sometimes they're over there. I don't see any. I don't see any dudes. at all. Although we are now coming up on that two-headed mushroom. It's an elegant dog. I found a two-headed elegant dog mushroom in here yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. I got a picture of it. I doubt anybody wants to see it. Well, here's a funny little mushroom. It's very waterlogged. This is some kind of... Oh, I do not recognize what this is. I'm not the expert mushroom guy. I'm only an amateur mushroom guy, and I don't know them all. Alright, now, see, I'm in a super foresty part now, and sometimes the deers get up in here's. And sometimes you can see them if you get back here. And I don't see anybody. The last time I was here and saw a deer this spring, I was walking right here and I looked over on the... I heard a little noise and I looked over on the other side of this little creek. And here's a deer and her little baby. And it was a fresh baby deer because it only came up to my knee and he was all spotty and all that. He was pretty awesome. And they were like lonking around and I said, okay, I don't want to hassle you. I'll see you later. Bye. And then I left. Alright, I'm in the little, what I call the amphitheater. And I don't see anything. No mushrooms. Here's where it used to be some mushrooms. And I hear something above me. It's probably a squirrel. This is close to where the Crazy Brothers live, and you don't want to be outside when the Crazy Brothers are in a tree, man. Well, here's a flush of something that used to be here, but the rain destroyed them. Mushrooms, that is. Wow. Other than those bird's nests, it's not a very mushroomy day, and I could have sworn today was going to be monster flush day. I'm now standing by one of my favorite stumps. I'm about 30 feet from where I was, and now I'm here. I keep moving. There's a lot of auricularia growing on that stump, and I like to look at it. And I'm not taking any pictures because I've already got 60 million pictures of auricularia. Now this is where that marmot birthing den is, but there was no marmots in it this spring. They were in the other end of the place. You remember those pictures. And I don't see any deer over there. And now I'm looking into the creek and I don't see any footprints. And there's a whole big flush of caprinus mushrooms over there by that stump and log, but I gotta wade through a bunch of nettles to get in there, so that's not gonna happen. Plus, everybody's already seen plenty of caprinus, and now we're to the tree that has fallen over the creek and is now the bridge for every animal. Oh, and there's lots of auricularia growing on it. Lots and lots. And that tree is like the new major bridge that all of the little dudes use. Like Snoodlers and Motties and Squirrelies. Alright, now here... Oh my god. Oh my god. I was going to say, here's the tree where we find the yellow jelly mushroom. And I can see little jellies popping on it. Nothing too amazing. Nothing that needs to be photographed. Although it is kind of cool. And it's all over the place. But 10 feet. Actually, it's a little bit further. Call it 8 yards. Oh, look at this flush of... This is some kind of caprinus, and I think these are Japanese parasols. Let's take some pictures. Alright, some of those pictures look like they might have turned out fairly well. Maybe I'll have to upload some of these to SDF so people can look at them. I'm now turning around. This path right after these mushrooms leads out into the sun, and I'm not going out into the sun because I need to now go to the chestnut tree, which is kind of far away, relatively speaking. So I'm going to backtrack through the shade until I can get to a strategic place for crossing, and then I will make haste to the chestnut tree. And I can't find any of my sumac. Could have sworn. There was a ton of sumac here last year. Anyway, Regardless, where the hell are all the dudes? At least I'm finding some mushrooms. Not anything super spectacular, but kind of wanted to see some dudes today. Okay, I have backtracked far enough. I've broken out into the sun, and of course the sun has decided to come back out now. And I'm walking up the sidewalk and I'm by some trees, and hey, there's some stinkhorns, some elegant dogs, and ooh, I see a birdie. There's a blue jay. He's flying around. And I see lots of squirrelies. And I'm making my way to a chestnut tree. Hey, what's that thing? Oh, it's a bird. Some kind of weird bird. Oh, he has yellow wings. What lovely birdie that is. Huh. Well, oh, there go the two blue jays. Those yellow birdie wings went in the tree. Oh, it's getting a little hot out here. And I can't find my tree. Oh, here, the tree's over here. I'm close to it. I keep seeing these birds in the grass that look weird. Who like that guy? And what's he doing and why is he looking at me? And he's got yellow wings too. What? Who the hell are all these birds? Okay, now I'm really confused because I'm at my tree that I thought was a chestnut tree. And there's no chestnuts everywhere. Normally, there's boatloads of them. They look like little groundhogs having a party under this tree because there's a million of them there. Super spiky. Am I at the right tree? Yeah, I'm looking at the sign on the tree. It says, Chinese chestnut. Well, where are all my chestnuts at? Or are chestnuts a spring thing? Because boy, in the spring you walk by this tree and it looks like there's 1,000 baby porcupines having some kind of party. No, but look over here. Here's a patch of what I call LBMs, little brown mushrooms. They're extraordinarily hard to identify. This is some kind of caprinus. Oh, there's a little bit of a few over there too. Not a lot. Nothing to get too excited about. I'm not even going to take the camera out of my pocket. Up here by these trees, we're really, really close. Oh, I think I see another huge flush. Yeah, we're going over there. What was I talking about? Up by these trees, I'm really close to the electrical substation. Maybe you can hear that 60 hertz hum. Ooh, here's some interesting mushrooms too. What are these? Okay, time to take the camera out because I was going over there to take pictures of those bajillions of mushrooms over there. And then I came across these guys. There's six of them and they're all washed out. These are just dorky caprinus. Okay, getting closer. I'm walking on this huge bed of nothing but pine cones and pine needles that are dropped by these trees. And there are certain mushrooms that love growing in pine needles. And these LBMs are, oh my god, I'm standing on a flush. Holy crap sticks, there must be 3,000 of them. And so while I was taking pictures of those thousands of mushrooms, my battery in this recorder died. And it was also getting super hot and I was in the sun too long and starting to feel weird. So I had to jump in my car and drive home. And I am now home. I'm still a little too hot and I want to work on my game. I'm working on a game and I'll tell you all about it here in a minute. But in the meantime, let's listen to some music and I will get something cold to drink and try to cool off. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about my new dice game that I'm working on. So let's get out here for now. I'll be back in a minute. You listen to this.